You're listening to SBS News.
The way this entire plan has been executed shows how callous the central government has been towards the people of Kashmir.
That's the reaction of some Indian Kashmiris to the central government's plans for Jammu and Kashmir. But the Delhi government says the bill, which downgrades the autonomy of the Indian administered state, is a logical progression, completing the integration of Kashmir with the rest of India. The bill was promoted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling BJP party and passed through the parliament's upper house with support from political rivals from India's southern states. The government has an absolute majority in the lower house. Supreme Court advocate Monica Arora says Kashmir has always been a part of India.
Constitution Article 1 says that Kashmir is our 15th state, and Jammu and Kashmir accepts it. So physical integration was always there. Constitutional integration was always there. But just because of these two articles, which have been challenged in Supreme Court and were likely to be struck down, government said remove these two articles and have a complete emotional integration of Jammu and Kashmir in India as well.
Kashmir is claimed in its entirety by both India and Pakistan, but they each control only parts of it. On the Indian side, there is a long-running separatist insurgency, which has led to thousands of deaths over the last three decades. India claims Pakistan supports the insurgents, but Pakistan says it only gives moral and diplomatic support to Kashmiris who want self-determination. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan told the parliament in Islamabad that India's decision has far-reaching consequences.
India went against the 17 resolutions of the United Nations Security Council. They went against a United Nations General Assembly resolution. They went against the Shimla Agreement. They have taken a decision in which they want to change the demography of Kashmir.
Imran Khan fears an outbreak of violence which could see Kashmiri insurgents attack Indian troops, with India then blaming Pakistan. Meanwhile, in Kashmir itself, a lockdown has been imposed. Telephone networks and the internet were cut off on Sunday evening, and thousands of troops are patrolling the streets. A former chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Mehbooba Mufti, is among several politicians in Kashmir who've been put under house arrest by Delhi. Her daughter, Iltija Javed, no longer knows where her mother is after she was apparently moved and detained further. Ms. Javed told the BBC she's very concerned.
I'm obviously racked with worry because they're not allowing me to communicate with her, and I'm not allowed to visit her either. She doesn't have access to a lawyer. She has absolutely no contact with the outside world, and I believe the Indian establishment is scared that their misadventure is obviously going to cause a huge backlash here, and they feel like they're not equipped to face that, and that explains why they've placed the state in a curfew for an indefinite period of time.
Iltija Javed says the Indian government's actions will only antagonize Kashmiri people.
Well, as an Indian, I feel a sense of betrayal. I feel like we've been betrayed. Our trust has been broken. I always believed in the idea of India where, you know, diversity is celebrated, where people from all religions can coexist and live together in a peaceful manner. It feels like we've been stabbed in our back. And I want the rest of the country to know that they are being fed wrong information. They are being conditioned in a way that they end up hating and demonizing Kashmiris. And that's only going to increase the sense of alienation that they feel vis-a-vis the Indian establishment and India as such.
Ms. Javed is not alone among Indians concerned at the move. Opposition MP Shashi Tharoor says it opens the way for terrorist attacks.
By locking up the democratic parties and their leaders, you're opening up a space for undemocratic forces. You claim that we were winning the battle against terrorism, and perhaps we were, but now we're giving a fresh lease of life to the terrorists. And must say, we are facing a situation in which they can cite a new injustice for them to fight. You have made the mainstream pro-India parties irrelevant and powerless to stop extremism.
But Monica Arora says that by integrating Indian-controlled Kashmir more closely, the government has opened the way for investment in the region.
Efforts under Constitution of India available to all the states of India and its people will be applicable to Jammu and Kashmir also. I see many, many people going and investing in the state. I see lots of employment being generated in the state. I see tourism getting a boost. I see peace coming.
But for now, Kashmir remains in lockdown. And Iltija Javid fears that by talking to international media, she may find herself joining her mother in detention.
I'm pretty sure whatever few interviews I've given to media outlets is they're going to rile up the Indian government, and it's going to, I am expecting a very hostile reaction from them. And I'm not sure if I'm safe anymore. I might be kept under arrest and they might take me as well.
Two of the three wars India and Pakistan have fought since their independence from British rule were over Kashmir. Alan Lee, SBS News.